kind of sore that people get, well, a lot of people get them on the back of the neck, but I guess it could be anywhere. And it might be big. And doctor might have to lance it open.
A boil.
Okay. And if the doctor does have to lance it open, what do you call it? Stuff that drains out?
Pus.
Okay. And if you get a blister, the liquid form that forms under the blister, you call what forms under the skin, the blister?
Water.
Okay. You might say, a bee stung me in my hand.
Swelled up.
Okay. And it's still pretty badly
swollen.
If it's not infected, though, it probably won't move much.
Won't hurt much.
Okay. Oh, yeah, or, yeah, using the same word, you'd say...
Oh, won't swell much.
Okay.
Sorry. I thought that was strange.
If somebody got... Oh, in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you'd say you have a...
wound.
Okay. And have you ever heard of a kind of wound that it doesn't heal clean, and sometimes a white kind of granular substance might form around the edge, and they have to cut it out and burn it out with alum? You heard it called a certain kind of flesh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you ever hear crab flesh?
What?
Crab flesh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ugh.
Yeah. So you got a little cut in your finger and you wanted to keep it from getting infected. You'd go and get some reddish brown stuff out of the medicine cabinet and a skull and crossbones on it, you know. It stings.
Methylate.
Okay, or if it wasn't methylate, it'd probably be...
Okay. I can't think.
You can get salt that has it in it.
Iodine.
Okay.
Thank you. I haven't used it in so long.
I know, it's funny. You never see that. I mean, I haven't called that iodine in years.
I haven't either.
What do you call it, stuff that used to be used as a, given as a tonic for malaria? Or sometimes it was in pills that people would take for cold or for fever.
Quinine.
Okay.
And gin and tonics too.
Oh yeah, that was my last shot. It was the gin and tonic. Okay, you might see the doctor did everything he could, but the patient, what, anyway?
Died anyway.
Okay. Do you know of any sort of polite ways of saying he died, like a preacher might use during a funeral, you know, or...
He passed away.
Okay. What else?
He left us.
Okay. Anything else?
He passed on.
Okay. Right. Do you know of any kind of crude or humorous terms for saying it, like, I'm glad that old skinflint finally...
kicked off.
Okay.
Yeah. Kicked the bucket.
You might say, gosh, he's been dead a week. Nobody's figured out yet what he
died of.
Okay. And the place where people are buried is the...
cemetery.
Okay, if it's small and out in the country, you'd call it a...
graveyard.
Okay. And if it's really small and on a farm, you know, you just have a fence around it, you call it a what?
Oh, maybe a plot. I'm okay. Not sure.
Okay. What if it's around a church?
Well, I know what they call it in Sweden.
What's that?
A kyrkogarden? Anyway, it's a churchyard, basically.
Okay. What do they call the thing that they put the body in before they bury it?
Casket.
Okay. Is there a different name for the old-timey ones that were made of wood and like they came out of the shoulders and tapered down toward the ankles, like